Amanda, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Kelly.
So this new exhibit starting in June is called Ralston Crawford, Air plus Space plus War. It sounds fascinating. Give us all the background.
Absolutely. And this is an exhibition that has been organized by our friends at the Vilcek Foundation, but they knew that I had an interest in Ralston Crawford, who is a preeminent American modernist. I have borrowed works by him before to show at the Brandywine, partly because he's such an important modernist, but he has a local connection as well. In the 1930s, he lived in and around the Brandywine area, Chadsford and Exton and Wilmington. And so it was an interesting story to see a modernist developing right in our own area in the 1930s. And so when this exhibition came to my attention, I knew we had to have it because it explores his transformation from an artist who was still working in a representational manner. He was painting the barns of Chester County and the Lucan Steel Mill out in Coatesville. And he transforms himself throughout World War II, in which he is a member of the Army Air Force, into a non-objective, an abstract painter. I shouldn't say non-objective because we can actually see how he transforms in this exhibition from being representational to being abstract, to taking what he's seeing and playing with the forms and the colors and the shapes and making it less visually representational, but more packed with emotion, I think.
So how many works by Ralston Crawford in this new exhibit, which, by the way, goes on view June 20th and will stay on view through September 19th? How many works?
You know, the number seems to rise every day. We're at about 80 right now. And one of the reasons it's so many is the way the show is organized is that we take some of his major oil paintings throughout the war period, and we pair them with his preparatory work for them, his drawings, his studies, even photographs that he took as study material. So each work, even though it's a little abstract, a little difficult to see maybe exactly what is being represented, there actually is a clear path through these studies and sketches in his development, and you can see how the forms change and his ideas move along, and he decides to go with one shape versus another. So I think it's a really educational show that helps us see how an artist who works abstractly comes to those ideas.
Yeah, you're sort of going to narrate his involvement with World War II. And like you said, very educational. Do you expect lots of buses to come through with high school students or even younger students, since this will be sort of an educational exhibit?
You know, that would be the dream. But I think right now, because of COVID restrictions, schools are less able to do that. And of course, it will be up during the summer. So we will have a lot of educational programming around it. But I think who would be very interested are, you know, it's a large body of interested people in World War II, in the history of World War II, the many aspects of it, the personal stories, the military strategies, the different theaters, because Ralston Crawford is involved in all of that. He's a great war biography on top of being an artist.
Talk about some of the educational programming surrounding this exhibit.
Well, I think my favorite that I'm looking forward to is a conversation that we'll be having early on in the show, and it will be virtual, so people can join us from everywhere, which is a conversation with the artist's son, John Crawford. So he's been our link to understanding and finding this trove of material that he's preserved from his father's work. And we're matching them up with these paintings that are now in collections at the Whitney Museum or at Harvard Art Museums and the Hirshhorn. So that insight into the artist's life and work from his son, who is also an artist, you know, it's one artist to the next, one generation to the next. it's a very Brandywine approach in a way of multiple generations of artists in one family.
All right. I want to remind everyone, we're talking to the curator of the Brandywine River Museum of Art, Amanda Burden. Amanda is no stranger to the show. We're talking about a new exhibit coming in June. It's by Ralston Crawford. It's called Air Plus Space Plus War. What's the takeaway, Amanda? What do you want viewers who go through this exhibit, what do you want them to get out of this?
You know, I think my goals, or the Brandywine goals for this exhibit, are twofold. First, it is a rich story of an artist's participation in the war effort. And Ralston Crawford, being part of the military machinery, helped to, in his own artistic way, as part of the intelligence services of the war. And so that's a fascinating story to understand how an artist could contribute to the planning of D-Day and to the first atomic bomb test in the Bikini Atoll. You know, he looked at his work in the military as a stepping stone, as a way to learn more about his own art making process. So on one hand, we hear one artist's story, and a few years ago when we had the celebrations of the centennial of World War I, we did hear a lot of stories of how artists participated, making recruitment posters, being on site at the war and making sketches and studies. And this is the continuation, how an artist in now later in the 20th century could also make a contribution. And that in and of itself is a great story that combines art with world history. But the other aspect that I really am looking forward to presenting is bringing a kind of an understanding or an educational stepping stone, if you will, to dealing with abstracted art, more art that's less recognizable visually, because Crawford in these works takes us through step by step in these studies and sketches, and we see how something can go from a clear-cut photograph to being an abstract painting as we look at each of his stages. And I think that's really fascinating for the audience around our area who is used to the Brandywine showing very representational art. So that is a way that we can expand the horizons of our audience and help them work their way up to an appreciation of abstract art and proving there's nothing scary about abstract art at all.
Amanda, as we emerge, we continue to emerge, hopefully, from the COVID-19 pandemic. What are the hours like? I'm sure you have limited hours. Am I correct? Are you still practicing social distancing, mask wearing, that sort of thing?
Well, at the moment, the Brandywine is closed because we are undergoing construction. So with the opening of this exhibition, we will be setting the tone for the rest of the year. And of course, we will be following all of the CDC guidelines. We've been doing timed ticketing to ensure that there's no overcrowding in the gallery. As I'm planning this exhibition, it's going to be passed and laid out in a way that prevents crowding. We're having lots of space between the objects, large signage and labels, so nobody has to crowd in together. And what's great about this is when we launch this exhibition, we're also relaunching the museum after our construction. So we'll have a totally refreshed museum. The entire museum will be rehung with new signage. We'll have a new gallery on display. We'll have new functions for our audience members, a refreshed shop and restrooms. And so we're really taking the moment right now so that we can bring a whole new experience in June.
Again, we're talking to Amanda Burden. Amanda is the curator at the Brandywine River Museum of Art, and we're talking about a new exhibit coming in June, Ralston Crawford's Air Plus Space Plus War. Have you ever curated an exhibition of this type before, Amanda?
You know, I've done lots of monographic shows where you look at one artist. This may be the only time that I've looked at such a small window of an individual artist's work. This is about 10 years worth of work in an artist's career that has a much broader impact. In later in life, Crawford was really well known as a photographer and worked a lot in New Orleans. Earlier in his life, he was known as a precisionist painter. It was a very stylized, hard-edged, modernist style, which is what we've shown at the Brandywine before. But to dive in so deeply to a period of one artist's life and evaluate and look at all the factors that were coming together in his life, you know, he was in the military, but he was still taking commissions for private work. One of the commissions was for an airplane manufacturing company. He was working for Fortune magazine, doing a kind of illustration that I think N.C. Wyeth and his ilk had never even dreamed of, in infographics for that magazine. He was also himself flying airplanes. Now, he wasn't a pilot, but he fell in love with flying, and having that aerial perspective mixes in here, and you'll see that in the works. So it was really great to dive in to just this moment in an artist's career, which was so noteworthy for changing his style and making him into a very abstract artist.
I can hear the passion in your voice about this new exhibit. Final words, anything you want the public to know about it?
Well, I think it might appeal even to a broader audience than an art-loving audience. You know, the name Ralston Crawford, to those of us who are Americanists or follow modern painting, might be familiar. I think it's such a wonderful story of someone who was trained and worked here in our local area in our Brandywine style, who exhibited side by side with the Wyeths and in Wilmington at the Pyle galleries, and how he evolved as an artist with this major move during the war. Now, of course, war changes lives, no matter which war it is. And to witness that as an artist is just phenomenal, because he left us a visual record of how his life was changing. So I think it's a wonderful story of an artist, but it's also a fascinating military history as well. The essay that I wrote was about the work he did in the intelligence community, creating charts and graphs for the world's greatest war room at the time that was created in Washington, D.C. So, you know, even if the appeal of these paintings doesn't strike your fancy, the biography and the military history are really there to back it up and make it all the more enticing.